We went out and he hid behind a facade of jokes and smiles, but at home we faced a monster who had a rage inside him that was triggered by anything and extinguished by nothing, that burned down everything in its past, and it was relentless. Growing up, I thought it was somewhat normal the way he treated us and the way we feared him, but it wasn't until my brothers left for college when I was 12 that I began to realize that our home life was an actual nightmare. With only me and my mom to bear the full weight of my father's sociopathic ways, I began to battle serious depression and extreme anxiety, and my anxiety got really bad very quickly, and it took forms of physical illness where I would throw up at anything that made me even slightly nervous, even to where if I was around too many of my friends at once, I would vomit, which was like not the best, not gonna lie. So, and that's something that I still have to deal with pretty regularly just because it was a part of my life for so long. I don't remember much of home from those times simply because I blocked them out and suppressed them down. But I do remember driving home or driving around the block several times when coming home after school and practice just to delay going home. If my mom's car wasn't in the driveway, I would just drive away and park my car on a different street until she got home. I was so afraid to go home and to be alone with him. I would eat dinner as fast as I could so I could go and hide in my room. And I wouldn't come out again until I left for school the next morning. On top of that, as much as I couldn't wait to get out of there for college, I was afraid to leave because I didn't want my mom to be left at home alone. We felt like prisoners at our own home and just went through an everyday haze. But eventually, my mom and I found ourselves becoming more involved in our church community, and honestly, it was mostly just a way to escape the house. But from there, we found the safety in the love of God, and church became our safe place because our home wasn't. And as cheesy as it sounds, a light opened up at the end of the tunnel, and we gained strength and love and happiness slowly again. Most of all, the Lord gave my mom the strength to separate from my father, and we slowly began to rebuild our lives with the strength of our faith to back us because we knew that he would provide. With the love of God, we learned to forgive the man that had brought us so much pain, and with no remorse on his end, we learned to forgive him and his illness. And even though the first half of my life was lived in fear and trauma, through it, God showed me what real love is and what real love does. I learned patience, forgiveness, and kindness mostly, as things that are necessary for a functioning relationship of any sort. Even though me and my father aren't close, I don't hold a grudge against him because being angry at someone is just so easy, and forgiveness isn't, but God gave me the strength to do that. God has taught me how to lead every relationship of mine with love, and I'm not perfect at it, but I make a conscious effort. And in Bob Goff's book, Love Does, which is our theme for this year, he writes that God invites us every day when we wake up to live a life of full engagement. And for me, that means a life led by love and being patient with and being present with those I love. And that's about it. But also, I would love to get to know everyone here. So please reach out to me if you want to grab coffee or whatever. Just to come say hi. We can set something up. Thank you.